You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, goblins.
Season finale.
Season finale for 2023.
We're calling it that.
Ooh la la.
Thank you very much for having us once again.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Have you been?
And a slightly alarming scenario every week. I'm never sure what we're going to get. As we've already told the listeners, but just in case someone's tuned in right now, it is the last one for 2023, but you will be back 2024.
That's right.
For sure. Don't worry about it.
You've just got to go shoot a horror movie in the meantime.
Yeah. We got stuff to do, you know?
You got things to do. Places to be.
People, yeah. If people are like, horror movie? What the hell? I thought these guys were hobbyists. Sportsteam.co.nz, you can donate to our boosted or
get into
buy tickets to one of our fundraising screenings.
Yeah, we'll see you at the Hollywood next week. But you've brought us a very special craft this week. Someone on the text machine suggested a shoebox diorama as the craft, which is a very specific type of. We've had a general diorama, but shoebox dioramas are a very specific type of making.
Yeah.
And the vibe this week was BFM if we won the lotto.
Yes, and to make it even more exciting, we have raised the stakes. We're introducing, this is solely for the finale of the show.
You got to go off with a bang.
We're introducing the Goblin Goblet.
The Goblin Goblet?
Hobby Goblin Smoothie. The losers will be shredded up in a NutriBullet into a smoothie and will have to be drunk.
Wow, well, like a little sip. Come on, Callum.
This is like one of those potions you make as a kid and dare each other to drink.
Yes, it will give us special powers to get us through this summer.
Goblin powers.
But
okay,
anyway.
That really has raised the stakes. Not only are we going to destroy the loser's craft, but you're going to have to drink
you're
it
too. You're going to have to
drink it. Wow.
Humiliating.
For anyone who's new here, we're going to score you on various categories this morning, which are pride, creativity, skill, and the goblin factor,
most
important
factor.
Of all. So I think let's have a look at what you've been making. Callum, let's start with you. What have you got here?
All right, so why don't you stick your nose in there.
Oh my goodness me. So I'm looking at a shoebox. It is a shoebox. It is covered in black duct tape.
Look in the, in the inside.
Inside it is a very beautiful drawing of the 95BFM studio. It's actually very accurate.
Incredibly accurate.
It's got the sticker door. It's got the window with the B on it that sees through into the news studio. It's got the desk full of scribbles all over it. It's got the... It's honestly looking kind of exactly the same, Callum.
Well, it may look the same, but this is in fact a replica of BFM. Because I like to think that if BFM would have won the lottery, they would have
$1 million.
$1 million. They would keep the studio exactly the same. But this is actually in the Sky Tower.
Wow.
Which, may I just say, would save so much money on cost because you could just like plug the mics directly into the Sky Towers.
We wouldn't have to do any transmission.
Any transmission whatsoever.
We'd just be hardwired into the mainframe, ready to go.
Yeah, there you go.
I see what you're saying. So we're just going to take this room that we're currently in. We're going to put it at the top of the Sky
Don't
Tower.
Don't you like this room?
I do love this room. I love this room a lot. And currently we have no view out the window.
So you imagine the window, which you kind of peer through here. Imagine that. Several stories high.
I'm appreciating.
At the top of the Sky Tower.
I would love to look out, peer out over the Waitemata Harbour. Mm-hmm. That would be very nice.
Slowly rotating.
I've got to say, a lot of what is happening with this craft, Callum, it's a very beautiful drawing. I really appreciate what you've done. But a lot of it's imagination. I'm having to work to imagine being at the top of the Sky Tower.
That's right.
But you've got an incredible imagination, Rachel.
Thank you so much, Annabelle.
You really have to try. Are you
batting for him or this, or this
I'm
one?
I'm just on Team Goblin.
You are on Team Goblin. We like, you know, goblins to win at the end of the day. So one thing is I would have possibly liked this on top of the Sky Tower.
Yes.
I would have liked to maybe see the view of the Waitemata Harbour. Those are my notes for next time. But let's turn to yours, Annabelle. What have you brought us this morning? Very fragile on the top. Was that just
the
post box it came in?
Yeah. Look, I'm full of shame. I don't feel good about what I've made.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Annabelle's one. The lid lifts off. I wonder if we can get a That's the lid.
That's the lid.
It lifts off and it reveals an empty room. Is this a treasure chest in the corner?
Yes, with gold bars.
With gold bars. Oh, I broke the treasure chest.
But it's okay, it's yours.
Are the gold bars a chocolate wrapper?
Yes.
Oh, it's quite cute, actually. Yes. I like that. And then there's three people in here wearing blindfolds?
No, those are VR headsets.
Oh!
So you don't need computers. And see, all your hands are up doing, you know, like, because you're touching the screens that you can see.
Wait, is this supposed to be me and Stella?
Yes.
It looks like a bank robber and an angel.
I think I'm the bank robber, is that
right?
Yeah, you wear a lot of black, Rachel.
I do wear a lot of black.
And then Stella's wearing her Halloween costume.
Who's this? So Stella and I, for context, are like, I don't know, I can't do, like 8 centimetres tall. Who is the like 12 centimetre tall giant in the corner?
See, with your $1 million, you could afford a new host. It's John Campbell.
It's John Campbell! Oh, that changes things a little bit.
And you've also got a beautiful red velvet curtain along the back there.
John Campbell's to scale as well.
John Campbell is to scale because he is very tall. Okay, I like the curtain. I like that John Campbell's part of the team. There's nothing in this box, though. I'm not sure how I feel about virtual BFM.
It's just where the future's going, and I just think that that's where you'd spend the money.
All right, okay.
What are those, the glasses, the Apple glasses? It's like that.
Famously really successful product.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get some scoring going on, I reckon, here.
Thanks. I'm stoked that I got away with John Campbell being twice the size of you two.
Annabelle held that up after she did it and went, oh, no.
All right, Pride, score yourselves. We're out of 5. What have you got, Callum?
I'm not super proud of this.
Okay.
It's very sentimental, but I'm going to give myself a 2.5. Three. Gonna give us a 3.
A 3.
That's so generous.
We're gonna stick with your 2.5 because that felt truer.
So, right, excuse
Annabelle,
me.
What have you got?
A 1.
A 1!
That is not that.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm not happy with Big John. Can I just say this is my third attempt? I tried to make you guys out of clay. It wasn't going to dry in time. I tried to make a little like paper mache kind of thing. It looked revolting.
Oh my goodness.
Did you jump up on the paper mache?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, we'll stick with your 1. We'll stick with your 1 then. You do look defeated.
I'm not happy with this.
Creativity-wise, Callum, yours is just a recreation, a drawing of the BFM studio. You're getting a 2. Annabelle, you're going to get a 3 because it's quite creative.
Thanks, Rachel. I mean, I think it's creative if I was like 10.
Well, you know, a lot of the goblin vibe is around that age bracket. Skill factor, 3 for you, Callum, because it's a very good drawing of the BFM studio. So you get points for that.
Thank you.
Annabelle, it's a 2.5.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair.
Just cause. I do like that you put Stella. I now see why Stella looked like an angel. She's got her Halloween costume from the other day, which is butterfly wings on, which is very good.
This is so. Oh, this is going to be so hard.
I've got my little knee in my hands. You make the.
Scoring, we're going to have to shred and drink you guys. If Annabelle loses.
Don't try and sway this now. We're at Goblin Factor. Goblin Factor for yours, Callum, is a 2 because I'm having to do a lot of work in my head. Goblin Factor for yours is a 4 this morning.
Whoa!
Annabelle.
Thank you, Rachel.
Because it's just bloody weird what you've made today, but I'm kind of into it.
Thanks for making me smile.
So while we get Scoremaster Stella to count up what we've got this morning and see whose diorama we're blending and drinking apparently today. Let's have Millionaire by Callison Andre 3000.
$1 million.
That'll buy you so much in Auckland. Got to be witty, witty. She said, him from the country, so him got to be funky, funky. We'll be right back.
I'm a millionaire. Sex with L, don't sell affection.
Sex with L, don't sell affection.
Papa, I'm a millionaire, but I ain't moving in the right direction. Something right, I know. I ain't rich, till he is rich, she is rich, and we is rich. Oh, I ain't rich, till he is rich, and she is rich.
There is cheese, there are rats. Wherever there are rats, there are cats. Wherever there are cats, there are dogs. If you got the dogs, you got bitches. Bitches always out to put their paws.
Can't believe I'm having to talk over Andre 3000's great verse on this.
Yeah, what the hell?
Sorry, everybody. But we got some scores to count up. Scoremaster Stella, what's it looking like?
Oh, heck.
All right, Callum, you're sitting on a 9.5.
Ooh, not good.
Yeah, well, and about... You're sitting on a 10.5. Oh!
That's outrageous.
Mutually. Wow, I absolutely thought that...
You gave me 4 for creativity,
I thought that
Rachel.
Callum was good, but I'm kind of regretting that now.
4 for goblin, wasn't it?
Yeah, 4 for goblin, not right. For creativity.
I think we should start ripping this up so it's small enough for this poor
blender.
So
we're shredding, so we're not having to blend John Campbell this morning, which is kind of a relief, I have to say.
Yeah, and I also like you can keep your... You get to keep your little... treasure chest of gold bars as
Yay.
Well.
Yay, that's so good.
Yeah.
While you guys shred up Callum's beautiful diorama of the BFM studio.
I'm not doing it.
We do need a bit of cash at the moment, so if you want to support 95BFM, if you like this kind of nonsense and you like good music and you like broadcasting independently,
really hard to rip up.
Then you should buy a ticket... to Save the Bee, which is happening on the 20th of December. That is at the Town Hall, thanks to our good friends at Eccles Entertainment. Bunch of amazing artists are going to be playing, including Delaney Davidson and Marlon Williams, the wonderful folks... There's some chaos going on in the background here. The wonderful folks at Voom. Oh, God. That's the sound of Annabelle's drink bottle.
A little bit of coffee?
Oh my goodness, and some coffee going in.
Potion.
Ebony Lamb is also playing, Princess Chelsea's playing, Shehard's playing. It's going to be a great gig. Ticketmaster for the tickets. All right, the blender is ready to go.
This was my idea.
Oh my goodness.
I do.
I don't think the mic doesn't even really need to be near this.
Okay, ready?
Oh, it's working. Oh, heck.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
I'm quite frightened.
That looks like wallpaper paste, grey wallpaper paste.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
Can we smoothie that up a bit?
You can have a little more liquid, yeah, sure. At the moment, it is a bit chunky.
Oh, disgusting.
God, that's foul.
All right.
That's bad news. That's way worse than your pom-poms.
Have a little sip.
Oh, God.
Does it smell bad?
Oh, I'm just looking at it.
That looks like it's come straight from a pond.
Down the hatch. Oh, wow, that was a big sip.
You right?
It's conceptually frightening, but it's just paper.
It's just paper.
But it's just so paper. That was so scary, guys. And that was my idea.
That was
Callum,
so scary.
I hate this show.
Callum and Annabelle, our hobby goblins, thank you so much for your ridiculous goblinness this year. We will
thank
see you back in 2024. For more hobbies, more goblins, and more nonsense.
Yeah, I guess get your suggestions through for February now and we can get started. Go for it.
Actually, enjoy your horror movie.
Yeah, can someone's suggestion be make a movie?
Make a horror movie.
Yeah. Make a whole movie.
And we will see you in 3 months.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.